Speaking at a meeting organized by his ministry and the IMF, Chinamasa said any policy changes would be difficult to undertake, but the country has no option.
Any reform agenda is painful, and I want to acknowledge the road that we've traveled, the journey that we've traveled has been very difficult, and is going to remain difficult.
He said Zimbabwe must pay its debt to the Bretton Woods institutions and mend its relations with international creditors so as to attract new funding to revamp the economy.
We need to make friends. We don't need enemies, especially if those enemies, or if you call them enemies, lend you money.
Visiting IMF head of mission, Domenico Fanica said Zimbabwe has many options to revamp its economy, adding that for this to happen, it must implement reforms now.
The message is that if you don't start the transformation now, when are we going to go? Zimbabwe cannot wait.
Economist Ashok Chakravart echoed the same sentiments, noting that while reforms were critical for the country to move forward, there was a strong resistance to change at all levels.
We have a lot of vested interests within the structure of government which resist the policy reform measures of the government itself. There is the willingness at the top to change the laws, the regulations and policies, but there's massive resistance all the way down, you know, to the local level to bring about this change. So I'm not sure what can be done.
Some of the reforms agreed between Zimbabwe and the IMF include compensation for evicted white commercial farmers, the reduction of the public sector wage bill, and labor reforms. According to the IMF, Zimbabwe has met all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks under the third and final review of the staff monitored program. The IMF board is set to review Zimbabwe's position in May this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.